Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to chat about voice AI services. What would you like to know about how we can help your business? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I've definitely heard the name in the voice AI space, but I'd love to hear from you directly. What kind of solutions do you offer for companies like Acme Plumbers? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic. So I'm curious, how does your AI handle conversations to keep them feeling human and effective? Tell me more about how reaching prospects naturally has been a challenge for you. Ah, great question. Well, many companies find that traditional automated calls or emails often come off as too scripted or impersonal, which turns prospects off quickly. It's like people want to feel heard and understood, not just another number on a list. So I'm really interested, how does your AI create that natural, human-like interaction that keeps prospects engaged? Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Imagining that future sounds exciting. I'd say it looks like a steady stream of warm leads who actually want to talk, not just cold calls that get hung up on. Conversations that feel natural, boosting customer trust, and of course, a noticeable lift in revenue. How does your AI make that kind of transformation happen? What do you mean by steady stream of warm leads, and why is that important to you? Ah, good point. A steady stream of warm leads means consistently getting prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to engage, not just random cold contacts. That's important because it saves time and effort, making sales conversations more productive and increasing the chances of closing deals. How does your AI identify and nurture those warm leads? Tell me more about how making sales conversations more productive impacts your business. Well, making sales conversations more productive means less time wasted on uninterested prospects and more focus on those who are ready to buy. That boosts efficiency, shortens sales cycles, and ultimately drives higher revenue. So I'm curious, how does your AI help sales teams prioritize and engage the right leads effectively? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the sales team. It's tough to keep conversations natural and engaging when you're reaching hundreds or thousands of prospects. So how does your AI handle scaling while maintaining that human touch? What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming your sales team is affecting the business right now? Ah, that's a big one. When personalized outreach doesn't scale well, it can lead to missed opportunities, slower growth, and frustrated sales reps who feel burned out. Plus, prospects might get generic messages that don't connect, hurting the brand's reputation. So how exactly does your AI ease that pressure and keep outreach both personal and efficient? Can you go a bit deeper on how slower growth and frustrated sales reps are impacting your business? Sure thing. Slower growth means fewer new customers and less revenue, which can limit investments in other areas like product development or marketing. Frustrated sales reps might feel demotivated or even leave, causing turnover costs and loss of valuable relationships. So how does your AI help keep sales teams motivated and growth on track? Wow, it sounds like slower growth and sales team burnout are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in? I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to learn more about your platform and how it works before jumping into demos. Could you share a bit about what makes your AI stand out compared to others? That way I can get a clearer picture before moving forward. Totally, I get that. Our AI stands out because it talks like a real person, adapting to each conversation naturally,